Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Well, we are here wishing you a good morning on The Connection. As you just heard in the introduction, I am one of your hosts, Ann Baldwin. And although she can't be here in studio with me, she's still here in spirit and in voice. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you, Ann?
Good. Hanging in there. Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, who is the president and CEO of The Connection. We've been doing the show for a long time, Lisa.
What is it now, 2 years?
I think it's
longer.
I think it's a little bit longer than that.
And it's a little bit longer.
Yeah, and it's so great because people can access this program, you know, on the WTIC website. What I love is, and what I do on Sunday mornings is I tell Alexa, play WTIC AM 1080, and then there we are. Yeah, it's great. So we want to thank all of you for supporting this program and for listening. And today we are happy to have Ryan Lawless. He's a consultant with the Schuster Group. And Lisa, you know Ryan, right?
We've been working with the Schuster Group for many, many years. Ryan, thanks for being on the show. I'm going to have Ryan talk about exactly what they do, but they do a lot of wonderful things. And I have to say that Schuster is one of our greatest collaborators, partner, and has helped our organization move and grow in so many ways. And I'm just really so grateful for opportunities that we have through the Schuster Group. So, Ryan, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Lisa and Ann. Thank you for having me as well. And, Lisa, thank you for the kind words. As Lisa said, I'm a consultant with the Schuster Group. Schuster Group, we're a full-service employee benefits firm. So we manage the healthcare, dental, life, disability policies for our clients, as well as some retirement plans. And most of our clients are in the nonprofit sector, organizations similar to The Connection. And it's awesome to collaborate with these organizations that have such a profound impact on our communities. And it's nice to be able to do the things that we can do for them and support their employees who are on the front lines and a lot of the tough things that people face across the nonprofit industry, and they're all essential, and most of them have not stopped working through this this whole coronavirus, and they don't have the luxury of working from home. They really are on the front lines.
So absolutely,
anything we can do to help, we like to do.
Well, Ryan, I'll go back to the days like when I worked at Channel 30. I'll never forget, getting my first contract. And it was back then that you got, full medical, full dental. You maybe even got a signing bonus. I got a clothing allowance. Those were the days, a 401k, match and all these different benefits. And today, the world has changed. I mean, I haven't looked at a corporate benefit package in a long time because I work for myself. But it really is, the landscape has changed, has it not?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about back when you actually benefited from your benefits, right?
Right.
The good old days. It's changed significantly. And, this shift in cost has certainly, the employees have felt that. But, remember, employers are doing the best that they can, and especially in the nonprofit sector. It's one of the great things about working with the nonprofits. When we sit down with a leadership team, and Lisa's team is a great example, it's never about saving the most money, cutting the benefits to increase the bottom line. It's about being creative and finding ways and programs that we can implement so that people can benefit from the benefits that we're offering. We want them to be able to access the healthcare system. We want them someday to be able to retire. Remember, having an older population because they can't retire in your organization, the cost of healthcare is more expensive. So, having people kind of work through your system and come to work for your organization, knowing that if they stay and work with you for a long time and they give you their all, that they're going to be taken care of and they're going to be able to retire. And it's just about getting more creative these days. It's no longer, here's your health plan and you go to the doctor and it costs $5. It's about finding different avenues for care.
Right. And, you know, Lisa, you've worked your way up through the organization there at the Connection, you know, from being one of those people on the front lines. You still are today, but you're now the president and CEO. So how have you seen things change within your organization over time?
Well, I see that, you know, I have to be completely honest and say that until we brought on Schuster, the Schuster Group, we've never had this type of collaboratory effort for the employees and really supporting them and thinking about their retirement and the best healthcare plan and the best way to assure that they feel valued as an employee and that they're able to, you know, save money and to plan for a future. And Ryan is really wonderful, and so is his team, and he's making it sound so simple. But the, you know, Schuster Group comes to our staff orientation meetings that we have for new staff. They are available to meet with anyone individually if they have confidential personal things they want to talk about. You know, I was so moved. Ryan, you know, sent me an email a few weeks ago, you know, thinking of you and your staff. Is there anything that you need or anything that I can do? You know, please reach out to me. So there's a real sense of caring about the work we do. And also Schuster, the Schuster Group has also been extremely supportive and very involved in our, you know, golf tournament. Ryan right now. Thank you, Ryan. It sits on our golf committee. And they're really support every single thing that the agency does, which is very different from, you know, it really is like a part of the agency. You know, I feel like we're working for us. They make recommendations and they help us, you know, maneuver difficult times for our employees. And I'm really excited about the, I think the agency's come a really long way in helping the staff. We're really at the cutting edge of new ideas and new ways to support the staff. And Ryan is always there to talk about new opportunities, and I'm really grateful for that.
So, Ryan, too, isn't that a big part of employee retention and even recruitment? You know, now a lot of people I know, depending on your situation at home, if you're the primary, you know, breadwinner, then you're looking for a job with great benefits. You're looking how you can support your family. So isn't this also part of just adding to that longevity of the employee? If you're going, it's not so much about the hourly wage as it is about the benefits.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's super important, right? And your benefits package that you offer, it's what people take care of themselves and their families with. And remember, when somebody makes that decision to go work for an organization like The Connection, they're not doing it to maximize the dollar value of salary and hourly income, right? So they're doing it because they're passionate about helping people, passionate about supporting people in the communities that need support. So to have a great benefits package so that it can supplement that income that they're foregoing, really, by going to work for a nonprofit organization, you know, is really important. And, you know, coming up with these new ideas, you know, it's so expensive. I don't think healthcare is no longer a barrier for only people, you know, at, below, or just above that kind of like that poverty line. I think it's leaking into the middle class. It's leaking into the above middle class. It's just benefits are so expensive and healthcare is so expensive that finding ways to access it and new ways to access it that we can bring to organizations like The Connection. And I think in that, you know, there's some silver linings, I think, to what we're going through now as a company, as a state, as a company, and as the Schuster Group and The Connection. And everybody's getting used to Zoom meetings and you know, seeing people virtually. And I think that's going to be a big step towards accessing healthcare virtually. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been out there for a couple years. But I think this is going to take it to another level because you're now more comfortable with this process and kind of getting on a computer and getting in front of that camera. You know, telemental health is available. And you know, these are things I think people can access at a little bit less out-of-pocket costs. And when they do that, when they manage themselves and take care of themselves, long-term, they're going to spend less money on their health care. It's when people forego those doctor's visits because of the cost that can lead to bigger problems.
So are you saying with telehealth and telemental health that there will be a cost savings? I have my first telehealth meeting with my doctor next week, which is, it just seems really odd to me, but I'm going to give it a shot, obviously. Is there a cost savings in that if we go in that direction?
Yeah, so we implemented a program at the Connection that the Connection has been generous to give all of their employees on their healthcare plan for at no cost, and they can actually reach a doctor, and it's not their primary care doctor. This would be for a sick visit. It's a licensed physician. It would be in the state of Connecticut if you're calling from the state of Connecticut, 24/7, 365. And you have a consultation with that physician, and they can send a prescription to your local pharmacy if deemed necessary, and
yeah,
they can
wonderful.
Do that with a $0 copay. So there is actually no cost for that doctor's visit.
And I've had nothing but positive experiences with that service. Also, it's been fantastic, and our staff love it.
Well, where else can you get in immediately and get that consultation? Nowhere.
And it's very thorough. It's an extremely thorough visit, by the way. It's not, you know, people think, oh, it's, you know, 3 minutes. It's an extremely thorough visit, and it works out really well. It's cost effective. It's, you know, you're saving time. You get someone immediately. You don't have to wait. I mean, there's so many benefits to it.
So if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Ryan Lawless from the Schuster Group. He's a consultant with the Schuster Group. Ryan, so you said you mainly work with nonprofits, but if people want more information on the Schuster Group, what's the best place to find that?
Schuster Group, N-E, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, .com is our website. They can reach me at 860-205. 4070, or certainly send me an email at rlawless, L-A-W-L-E-S-S, at schustergroupne.com.
What do you see the trends? Where do you see us going with healthcare now? You know, with COVID, like you said, we're getting these remote visits and things like that. How do you foresee the future of medicine?
It's got to get simplified, just in my opinion, and it has to become more affordable. And I think, you know, some of it is on us as people to take better care of ourselves. You know, what I try to tell people and you know, people at the Connection that have seen me speak at open enrollment meetings and anybody that has ever talked to me about this subject will tell you that I say this all the time, is if you're healthy and you don't need the doctor's visits and you're just getting your annual physical and you manage your health, your health, the system loses. Right, the system is paid, and the system earns money by you being sick. And so, you know, really the best, obviously, way is to manage your health care. But people, unfortunately, sometimes can't afford to take their maintenance medications. And, you know, not taking your maintenance medication is what can lead to, longer-term issues or a hospital stay. And that's where the real out-of-pocket costs come from. You know, the number one reason for bankruptcy and the number one reason for loans from people's retirement plans is medical costs, you know, medical expenses. And so I think just making it more accessible, and I think you're starting to see the health insurance carriers, you know, they take a lot of heat and a lot of the blame, and I think it's a little bit misplaced, but you're really starting to see them kind of invest, I think, into people where they're starting to allow for less expensive maintenance medications. They're starting to allow for free primary care visits, a couple a year. And you know, you do have the Affordable Care Act allows for your free annual physical. And I think we really just need to incent people, at times penalize people. You know, the state of Connecticut went this route where, you know, they really penalize people that don't get their annual physical, that don't, you know, take their maintenance medications, that don't take care of themselves. We really need to get people healthy.
Lisa, how important is the health of your workforce? You know, we talked about these are essential workers. These are folks who not only their medical, but their mental well-being is so, you know, so important when it comes to treating the patients and the populations that you do. So it sounds like you've made this a priority.
It has to be a priority because the amount of, our frontline workers, our staff, are dealing with traumatized individuals. They're dealing with folks in Connecticut that need help. And you know, it's difficult, if you can imagine, to constantly hear over and over really traumatic stories that all of our clients that come through our doors have experienced. And so, and, you know, our staffer want to do that, and that's why they come into the field. But at the same time, they also need to, you know, take care of themselves and take time away from work and take vacation and stay healthy. And especially now with COVID, we've been really concerned, obviously, not only about the health care of our clients, but of our staff that are front line. If without our staff, we don't have, you know, that's our workforce. So ensuring that they're, you know, taking care of themselves, getting the proper PPE, taking vacation, taking time off, doing all the things that they need to do to balance difficult work situations, especially now. And, you know, we opened a COVID respite center in Connecticut, in southeastern Connecticut, and not one of our staff have, knock on wood, have not gotten the virus. And I attribute that to, and there is RN services at this at the program, but I do attribute that to the proper use of PPE. And also, we are more than ever focused, especially on our staff right now that are able to work remotely. You know, it's you know, working from home has its challenges. So if your children are there or your partner's there, the dog is barking, you can get distracted. You know, how do you deal with managing life and other things that you're experiencing in your own life and focus on difficult your work situation? And so, you know, our staff have been, you know, seeking additional EAP services and other support, you know, counseling services, because they need that. So we want to be sure that they're really being taken care of more than ever. And the Schuster Group has really helped us achieve those goals. And we have seen a decrease in our turnover rate. And I really attribute that to the work we've done with Schuster Group to give the staff the tools that they need in order to survive everyday life.
Right. Well, and I think one of the issues, Ryan, is that, you know, when you do sign up for a benefits plan, you know, sometimes it's just perplexing. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know what you have access to. You don't know what resources there are that you can reach out to. So isn't that also, you know, on the patient really to kind of read through that and to see, you know, if you're having marital problems, maybe there's counseling that you can access. You know, it's not just about your health. It's about other components in the wellness of your overall life, too.
It absolutely is. And you know, I'm going to probably embarrass myself here on a radio show, but when I sign up for my benefits and when I go to access the healthcare system, it's confusing for me, right? And I do this for a living. So, you know, imagine what it's like for somebody that doesn't do this for a living and that is maybe new to this or hasn't been in the system for a long time. It is difficult to understand. It is difficult to understand what your cost is going to be at the end of the day. Yeah, I said earlier, it's no longer go to the doctor and have it cost $30.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a bill that's very difficult to understand. But you know, the connection, what they've done under this leadership team is really focus on their staff. And you know, my experience with nonprofits, and most of them do this, they do a great job focusing on their staff. And in turn, their staff is going to do a great job focusing on their clients. And that's, you know, super important. And you know, like I said, this connection leadership team, it is our job no matter what to communicate to the employees and help them understand the benefits and appreciate the benefits. It makes our job a lot easier when the leadership team of that organization truly cares about their employees.
Do you think we're making any Do you think we're making any progress with Big Pharma and them being a little more gentler with their pricing and with access to, like you said, some of the meds that people need on a daily basis that are making them bankrupt?
A little bit of progress. You know, there are options out there. There are ways to get assistance in paying for some of these medications, but they're still outrageously expensive. And you know, when you look at what is being prescribed sometimes and the cost, the monthly cost for some of these drugs, and I call them kind of the television commercial drugs. You know, when you're watching TV and you see a drug commercial, it's an interesting game to go on a website like GoodRx.com and type in the name of that drug and just see what the cost of that drug is. And you know, you, $4,000 to $7,000 a month in some cases. And, you know, remember that ultimately that impacts the cost of the healthcare plan for an organization like The Connection. And so, you know, when I said before, it's really about trying to get to the people before they end up on those medications is certainly the best way to do it. But once they're on them, it is about helping them find assistance programs, payment assistance programs, or, you know, hopefully they have a doctor that helps them find alternatives and or, you know, generics to those. But the system is certainly rigged. You know, I've been to presentations where, you know, I've heard things like for every prescription filled, there's somewhere between 30 and 50 streams of revenue coming from that one prescription.
Amazing. Well, it could be worse. You could be me and be self-employed, you know, and that's the thing. You know, here, you know, I pay this outrageous monthly premium with a huge monthly deductible. And, you know, I think, well, I'm healthy. Maybe I don't need that. But then I worked with someone who canceled their insurance and then had a catastrophic heart issue. And you said it before, it bankrupted that individual and his entire family. So for me, this is just a safety net. But God, it just kills me every month to write out that huge check for my premium that I'm really not using.
It's interesting you say that. You know, when the public exchange opened up 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was now, one of the unforeseen things that happened were people. Organizations like The Connections employees and other employees were going onto that website shopping for a health plan, thinking that it was going to be, you know, this great inexpensive option for them. And when they saw what the actual cost of a health plan was, their appreciation for what their organization offered really, really kind of went up. Because as you said, being self-employed, I mean, you know what that cost is. It's pretty outrageous.
It absolutely is. And that's great that your employees understand that they are getting that protection and those benefits, because it improves your work attitude, what you're going to put into a day's work, what you're going to put into the clients, what you put into the job. Makes a huge difference. Right, Lisa?
Oh, definitely. You have to invest in your staff, your employees. Bottom line, they are what keeps your organization working. They're what, you know, they're out doing the really hard work, and you want to keep them healthy and safe and have them feel appreciated as much as possible. And so how do you do that, right?
Right.
Because let's face it, folks in my field, they're not making, you know, loads and loads of money, front-end staff, really. And they are coming and working because they really are want to make a difference in a person's life. They want to rebuild their soul. They want to, you know, help people with recovery and mental health and, you know, housing and all these other issues. And so, like I said, you know, to be able to flow back and forth with Schuster on making the best decisions for employees, given, you know, we look at every year, like, what does it look like and what are trends and how can we better, you know, serve our staff, and, you know, what other things can we put into place for wellness and to make them feel appreciated, but also to make them, we want them to stay healthy. We want them to stay with us. We don't want them to leave. And so we've been able to really do that with Schuster. And again, you know, this is, I can't press enough to anyone who's listening is, you know, reach out to Ryan at Schuster. I've never experienced such a partnership. And I almost feel like Ryan is, you know, works for The Connection. And in some ways he does. You know, I feel like he's one of our team, right? And you don't get that with every relationship. And I feel like they're really there for the right reason. You know, they have a core integrity that you don't see all the time. And so, Ryan, I'm so grateful to you guys for everything that you're doing for The Connection and the employees. Thank you so much.
So this has been a great conversation, and hopefully it's given all of us, including our listeners, you know, something to think about. So thank you. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.